Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Maurice Green of North Hallsboro is in jail under no bond on charges that he raped a child. Green, age 66, allegedly sodomized a child in his care in November. He burned the child's arms with cigarettes, according to warrants. He's charged with forcible sex offense, sex by substitute parent, and felony neglect and abuse. The sheriff's office is investigating the case. Two people were injured by broken glass after someone opened fire on a Kenny Jordan Road home just after midnight Tuesday morning. Four adults and a teenager were inside at the time. The incident report said a handgun and rifle were used in the attack. The sheriff's office is investigating. Someone burned and destroyed a $15,000 piece of logging equipment last Saturday. The Hydro Axe logging machine was destroyed on Gamble Trail. Roseland Fire Department responded to the call. The owner of the machinery said that it did not have a battery installed. He also said he had recently received threats over a financial disagreement. The case is under investigation by the sheriff's office. Family members searching for Irvin Hakeem Johnson found a body believed to be that of the missing man Tuesday near Tabor City. Chief Deputy Jerome McMillan of the sheriff's office said the victim's name had not been confirmed. The SBI said a cause of death has not been determined. The body was taken to the state medical examiner for an autopsy. Johnson disappeared from his residence around 3 a.m. on December 13th. He was reported missing Monday by his mother. This is a developing story. Dangerously cold temperatures in the teens are forecast for our area through Saturday morning, even though we did manage to dodge most of the ice and snow that the rest of the state is dealing with. If you lack a warm place to go, or if you know someone who is in need of a warm shelter, the Facts of Life Church has its shelter opening at 6 p.m. daily while the cold temperatures continue. A fence manufacturer is going to bring 151 jobs to Columbus County, according to the governor's office. Barrier Fencing makes metal and vinyl fencing for both commercial and residential use. And a press release from the governor's office, Barrier Fencing officials said that they plan to bring most of their overseas manufacturing back to the United States, and quite a bit of that will be right here in Columbus County. Governor Josh Stein made the announcement about the good news Thursday morning. Southern Farm Days is coming up in March, and the 15th annual event is one of the largest in Columbus County. It brings thousands of visitors to the Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw. The three-day festival features dozens of antique tractors and other vehicles, living history demonstrations, and a large antique yard sale, live animals, and so much more. My friend Lauren Zepeta is going to be out here doing a trick horse demonstration with her beautiful Friesian animals. Follow the CCN website for updates on Southern Farm Days. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.